Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Drive Time with Katie Hannan and Cullum O'Mungoyne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, social media was lit up with unforgettable moments in 2025. The Labubus craze, they might have scared you, or maybe you loved them a bit. Coldplay's Kiss Cam, other viral sensations that had everyone talking. And who better to talk to us than Alexander Ryan, founder of Goss.ie. We're going to break them down. Let's start close to home with the viral moment of the recent election. Catherine Connolly and her Keepy Uppies.
My disappointment over what I call solos and ye call keepy uppies is that I only managed about 10. I used to be able to do 100. I've had the experience coming from a big family, and we were pretty athletic, just in a natural sort of way.
I've never been able to do 100 keepy uppies.
I've never tried. I've never tried.
But I mean, this did, it really cut through. There were all sorts of memes. I mean, it just came out of nowhere in the middle of a campaign, and you know,
you'd argue that it may have possibly won her the election in a way.
There would be thesis written on the subject.
Some people would believe that because I think it became such a cultural, iconic moment that maybe some people that weren't that invested in the presidential election suddenly became very interested in Catherine Connolly. But I think it's fair to say that the 2025 presidential election in general was very chaotic. So many, you know, bizarre people trying to go for actual presidency. I mean, we had Michael Flatley at one point, Bob Geldof, we had Joanna Donnelly. Then we also, just the drama of all of it, obviously, with
If only they all had a run.
If only they all did. I know, wouldn't you have paid to see the debates in the end? Obviously, everything that happened with Jim Gavin as well. But it's funny that out of all of the madness, this is the most viewed video clip from that time. It is the most impressions of any of the social. And there was a lot of social about a lot of things. So that says a lot.
Let's go to a clip featuring the two people who probably wished it was never views, and this is when PDA goes BAD.
Oh, look at these two. All right, come on. You're okay? Uh-oh, what?
An affair. They're having an affair, or they're really shy, speculated Chris Martin. We won't speculate on that, but give us the background to this one, Ali.
Yes, this is July 16th. Feels like so long ago now. But basically, Coldplay are known for going into their audience and kind of what they kind of do at like the games in the US, the kind of kiss cam kind of vibe, shooting into the audience. And there was two people who looked very much in love, very embracing each other, having a great time. And once the camera got to them, shown to a stadium full of thousands of people, they suddenly pushed each other away. So immediately TikTok did its thing, or they say social media did its thing. The two people were found, and there was, you know, lots of speculation about what went on there.
Two job changes,
Someone stepped down. I mean, that company, to be fair, became so famous throughout the year because both of the people in that video were working for the same company. So yes, there was step down, there were statements. It was just so bizarre. But who would have thought that that would come from something like a Coldplay gig? And I felt really sorry for Chris Martin, but he kept doing it in all the other gigs. And he was saying, right, guys, I'm about to come back out. But it was just, it really got the whole world globally involved. People just cut the cringe of watching that clip. And then there was lots of clips of how to act if you are having an affair but a camera's on you. You know, pretend that you're wrestling each other. All these little funny memes and stuff came out of it afterwards.
The big speculation was if they hadn't hidden, they would have got away with
That's exactly it. They're just two colleagues having a great time together. But iconic for Coldplay. It's probably one of the most viewed videos of their life.
It was Smoochy Watergate. It's the cover it's the cover up that gets them in the end. And then, of course, you know, that's unintentional viral. But Taylor Swift.
Yes. So Taylor Swift has had a really strong year, obviously, with her new album. But one of the big moments of the year was her getting engaged in August.
Let's give the listeners the benefit of that.
Well, she said yes. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are officially engaged.
I think that it would be wonderful to end up with the right person.
Yep, the couple's headed toward the altar. And there's no doubt their loved ones are on board, too. A source previously telling ET, Tay and Trav make a great match, and there's no question about that.
Like, how lucky am I?
Melding the already maniacal worlds of Taylor Swift and American sport.
I know, it really has become...
It's like nuclear fusion.
I know, it really has become such a massive story that those two as a couple. It kind of reminds me of like the Angie and Brad days, you know, the Brangelina days. We haven't had like a celebrity couple like this, I think, in a while, but there's such an obsession over them. It is a cute story, to be fair, that he literally all but, you know, stalked her down to get her number and had gone to her gigs and had the little bracelets made for her and really, really tried to kind of get her attention. And I think fans of her all over the world just want her to find happiness, given that's what all of her songs are about. But that
are you fan?
Not massively. I'm not like a Swifty, as they say. I think she's very, very clever though, and in terms of how she's managed her whole career, and she's an amazing team. I've never seen a team like it. But that engagement post, by the way, has now over 40 million likes, one of the most liked Instagram posts in the history of the app. And that engagement came right before the release of her album. So very, very intelligent, I would say, but also delighted for her. And her music is good. It's great. But Swifties have a power like no other. Like, it's insane.
Don't mess with them. You might be sorry you said you're not a fan, but anyway.
It's not that I'm not a fan. I'm just not a Swiftie. But I mean, who cares? I don't matter, because right after her gigs, she obviously did the live filming of the whole concert, which is her second time doing this, completely sold out at the box office again. So you had fans doing a listening party for her new album. And then obviously the Opalite Dance Challenge became huge on TikTok. So very clever, very talented, very intelligent.
Great stuff. Yep. If anyone wants to nominate their moment of the year, 0870 32 32 32 for the WhatsApps. Now, we won't play any audio of this, but Lily Allen and her album generated a bit of a fuss too.
West End Girl, what a way to end 2025. I feel like a lot of people love Lily Allen just for her no-nonsense reputation as being like a confessional songwriter, kind of, you know, nothing is off the table. And she shocked a lot of people this year by coming out with this album, which basically detailed the demise of her marriage to her husband, David Harbour, who's from Stranger Things. We might know him from that. But we won't go into too much details of what's said in some of the songs, but it alludes to the fact that they had an open relationship.
Right. And did that cut through into social media? Like, was there kind of viral moments of people speculating on it, or Lily Allen herself?
Yeah, there's one song called Madeline, which is about this woman that apparently this fictitious story, you know, is about, that the husband in this story had an affair with. And the line in it is like, who's Madeline? And that became a massive trend on TikTok. And then Lily Allen herself dressed up as a character called Madeline for Halloween, to really, really go into it there.
Okay.
But there's a song that involves certain toys in the bedroom, let's say, and she has just released a range of them now herself, and they've sold out. So she is doing really great on the back of this.
Not Labubus.
Not Labubus. Definitely don't get these two things confused. Check the labels, guys.
All right, okay. Katy Perry goes interstellar. Not content with herself and Mr. Trudeau going public, Katie went into orbit. In fact, both situations in her life gone viral. Yeah.
Yeah. I think the Blue Origin all-female flight, though, was viral for all the wrong reasons.
Okay, here it is.
Oh, the moon! You guys, I have to tell you, look at the moon!
What?
Look! Okay. Look at the moon.
Gosh. Oh my gosh.
Thank you so much.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. That's amazing.
Look at the moon, Ali.
Wow.
It didn't go well for her, did it?
Didn't. I don't think people loved that this was a Jeff Bezos flight in the first place, the owner of Amazon. And a lot of people were like, is this really what we're spending all our money on? They were sent to space for 11 minutes. So it was alongside Lauren Sanchez, who's now Jeff's wife, Gail King, Aisha Bowe, Amanda Negan and Kerri-Anne Flynn. But for some reason, Katie in particular was just really hated on. But she did decide to sing What a Wonderful World while at zero gravity in space. And then she held a daisy towards the camera, and her daughter's name is Daisy. And as soon as she landed, she then kneeled on the ground and kissed the ground as if she'd been away for 55 years. So I think it just didn't really sit right with people. It was very cringe. And I think the overall concept of it seemed very bad timing, just everything that was going on with the world, that this is what the money was being spent on. Obviously, you can
maybe
look
enough
positive
of us
way.
Haven't been into space to, you know what the etiquette is, to what to do when you come back. Anyway, we are going. Everybody loves a good heist, don't they?
Yes. Oh my god.
When the Louvre got robbed, here's Hugh Schofield of the BBC on the Louvre heist.
Three men, it seems, broke into the Louvre Museum after it had opened. It wasn't an overnight robbery. It was when there were people in the museum. About 9:30 this happened. They broke in on the Seine River side of the museum using a goods lift. They used this lift to go up to the first floor. There, broke in to the Apollo Gallery, containing what remains of the French crown jewels. They robbed a number of these items of jewellery.
Everybody loves a heist, don't they? It's oceans, it's...
I know.
It's everything.
And you know
And even
what?
The crane company.
The crane got a turn out of it. Company. But you know what? I was going to say, God, I hope this is an Oceans movie, but the plot actually isn't good enough because the robbery is so basic. I think that's what really got this one viral. So this obviously happened back in October. The fact that they did this at like 9:30 in the morning, there were so many jokes because obviously the working hours in France are a lot shorter, that like 9:30 in the morning was like dawn. You know, that was a dawn robbery to them. But some of the big things that kind of came out of it at the time is that their password to log into their CCTV system was Louvre. That was their password.
That's what you want.
Multiple came out of that. The fact that there was little to no CCTV, the fact that they got on this furniture lift outside the window and were seen slowly coming down, hopped on scooters and went. Now, there have been arrests,
it's
but the
scooters
jewels,
bit. I know. Zipping around Paris on scooters.
But the jewels are still missing. And that is the part that intrigues me still. Where are they? Are they melted down? Are we going to see them somewhere? Does some very rich person have it on the sly? I'm dying to know what happened there. But it was hilarious in a way, even though it's obviously terrible that the crown jewels were stolen. But how could you have such little security at one of the most famous museums in the world? And to do it all in broad daylight.
Ireland's crown jewels were robbed, I think, in 1904. So, you know, they're gone.
Was there any scooters involved in that one, though?
I doubt.
Yeah.
give us some up K-pop. What is the sensation of K-pop this year?
To be honest with you, I honestly don't really know. I know that it is a massive, massive trend. K-pop Demon Hunters, I'm sure everyone listening has heard this phrase at some point. It's basically a massive movie on Netflix. It's become Netflix's biggest film of all time. So there's 236 million streams. All I know of K-pop Demon Hunters is the music from it because the songs have also all got onto the Billboard top 10 hits. So they've had 3 billion global streams. So there's a song called Golden that probably most of your listeners have heard at some point on the radio. But yeah, it's become just such a niche obsession for teens, mainly tweens, and it's all over TikTok
okay, well,
now
let's,
as well.
We'll give them a flavour of it if they haven't heard it. Alexander Ryan, founder of thegoss.ie. Thanks a million for that. Bit of K-pop.